It is common cause that the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, is in serious trouble. Its chair, Sizwe Nkosana, who came to NSFAS without pay, he worked for them for 3 years without getting paid anything, and a lot of the professionals that he brought in from the private sector weren't being paid by NSFAS either. He quit earlier this week, and prior to that, the Education Minister, Naledi Pandor, said that she was going to stop the process of applying for money in 2019, because 2018 and 2017 were not yet sorted out. Well, officials from NSFAS appeared in Parliament today. Babalwa Ndenze of our Eyewitness Parliamentary Team was there. Did they tell us anything new about the scale of the problem, Babalwa?
Hi, John. No, they really didn't tell us anything new. The problem seems to have been persisting since Nkosana took over about 3 years ago. This was the first post-Nkosana briefing to Parliament since his resignation on the 9th of August. So the same issues have come up. And now the NSFAS and the Department of Higher Education and Training is looking at roping in the assistance of an administrator, which will be appointed, you know, as part of the NSFAS Act, to hopefully turn things around post-Nkosana. But they listed a number of issues affecting the student funding scheme, you know, from the IT system and incorrect students getting paid allowances, students who don't even qualify being paid. So the same issues, and the Department of Higher Education saying that system glitches in IT, you know, are still persisting and there seems to be no way of, you know, sorting these out. And other students that are affected are students with disabilities. We know which seems to be an issue with the committee, some not getting the relevant funding on time. And what we've also learned today is that they've obtained confirmation that a total of 214,000 university students were paid allowances, you know, from the upfront payments in June 2018, which is a total of 18 institutions on the NSFAS system, where they pay allowances directly to 44,000 students. Tens of thousands of students are still without, you know, the relevant funding.
75,000 students who were granted funding for 2018. Here we are more than halfway through August, which is the eighth month of the year, and 75,000 students haven't gotten any money yet. And those are people who, I don't know, in some cases I believe the universities have stepped in and advanced money from university funds in the hopes that they'll get it back from NSFAS. But, I mean, that's an indication of the strength of the problem. 75,000 students qualifying for grants in 2018 have not yet received that money.
Yes, definitely, John. The Department of Higher Education says it's not out of the woods yet. And the chairperson of the committee, her exact words were, "We are not yet uhuru." So it will be another challenging academic year in 2019 by the look of things. And a administrator still has to be appointed. But that won't rule out, you know, the existing staff at NSFAS. That will remain, but now it will be under the leadership of the special administrator who will have, you know, advisors who are experts in the higher education sector. So there are students being paid, and there are still a big amount and a large amount of students who are without funding. And some of these students are students with disabilities, which is a major, major problem for Parliament.
In 2016, they're still, 2017 at least, they're still unpaid students. I think the figure was 22,500. Was there any indication of at what point they might start to invite and process applications for funding in the 2019 academic year?
Well, Joe, what we do know is that the minister has put a hold on the opening of 2019 applications. But NSFAS will continue with the necessary preparations. So a date still has to be announced on that, but we do know that the minister has put a hold on the applications for next year, the disbursement in 2019. It's just a matter of us waiting for that official announcement from Minister Naledi Pandor.
Okay. Babalwa Ndenze, thank you. Eyewitness News Parliamentary Reporter.